USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gunman shot and killed 19 children and two adults in an elementary school Tuesday in Uvalde, Texas. This takes place just a week after another shooter killed 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
Our country is sickened and outraged by the senseless evil that struck Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
This as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says America's gun epidemic is unmatched.
There is a plague upon this nation. A plague of gun violence that has taken over this country.
Democrats are calling for more gun control legislation. Republicans say criminals will always find a way to obtain a gun and are suggesting armed guards to protect schools. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Before signing an executive order for policing and public safety on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death, President Biden says he plans to visit Texas in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting.
Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma. As a nation, I think we all must be there for them.
Lawmakers want answers about the national shortage of baby formula. A Democratic-led hearing taking place on Capitol Hill, and Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration let the situation become dire before responding.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse? Or were they caught flat-footed?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The primary race for the Republican nomination for Pennsylvania's open U.S. Senate seat is officially heading for a recount. The state's top election official saying on Wednesday that the margin between former hedge fund CEO David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz is tight enough to trigger a statewide recount. The race isn't expected to be decided until next month. The chairman of the Republican National Committee says her party's participation was high in Tuesday night's primary election.
What we're seeing consistently in the data is that Republican turnout is through the roof in these primaries. We saw it in Georgia, and that bodes well for us in November.
Ronna McDaniel noting turnout was high for both in-person and absentee voters. While Georgia will once again be one of the most watched states, thanks to highly anticipated races for governor and Senate, Pennsylvania will still be a hot topic. The outbreak of monkeypox should be monitored but not worried about. Pfizer's CEO Albert Bourla making those comments on CNBC while at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Monkeypox is a viral disease that occurs mostly in Central and Western Africa. The largest active duty military base is poised to get an extreme makeover. A federal commission is suggesting that Fort Hood in Texas be renamed to honor Richard Cavazos, who was the Army's first Hispanic four-star general. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.